The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
The following program may contain music with language or themes which some might consider offensive. We advise discretion.
It's Millsy Rocks on Radio Southland 96.4. Online, radiosouthland.org.nz.
Okay, kids, remember this is rock, not pop.
And we'll have Friends and Nelson on Fresh FM on a Thursday night.
Sir, if I could just convince you that this party will be good, clean, no, there will be no beach parties.
Are you the guys on the beach who hate everything?
Millsy Rocks brings you everything rock and metal. And
Three, two, one.
Time to kick the show off with a Stone Cold classic. Millsy Rocks Radio South of 96.4 back in the studio and kicking off the show tonight a little bit of John Fogerty, the old man down the road from his comeback solo album, Centerfield, which was released all the way back in 1984. Yes, it was. And one of the albums that my wife actually picked up while we were on holiday. Yes, of course, last week you were listening to road trip songs from my wife and I's trip up to Nelson while we came back down earlier in the week. And, of course, while we were up in Nelson, spent a bit of time at Family Jewels Records up there, went through a couple of op shops as well, looking at records. Spent a lot of time looking at records and a couple of visits to Penny Lane, which was like a record sort of shop for us at Penny Lane. We thought, well, we're hitting the road home, we'll get there, we'll spend half an hour, and off we go. And I thought, hey, you know, four or five records in amongst that time, and there's probably going to be okay. 14 for me, one for her, and one for both of us. Spent a lot of money on records while we were away and had a good time as well. So I will have more on some of the antics we got up to whilst in Nelson. It is good to be home and listening to all the records that we bought while we were away. Missed the company that we were staying with, but unfortunately holidays have to come to an end. So I'll be back at work on Monday. Really looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. Right, so records we bought, that's pretty much all I'm doing is playing songs from some of the records that we bought. Not all of them, because we don't have a turntable in the studio and I can't find copies of some of the songs that I would like to play, but quite a big pile of records. So without any further ado, I've picked this one up secondhand. It looked like it had only been played once since its reissue. Plays brilliantly and it's a fantastic album. Skid Row's Subhuman Race out of 1995. Here's a song that, because I got it on CD, I have played it plenty of times, but I've forgotten how good this song was off the album, featuring songs like My Enemy. Beat Yourself Blind is an amazing track. Medicine Man is on there as well. Here is Eileen, Skid Row, Millsy Rocks. We'll be right back. good album, Subhuman Race. Skid Row, out of 1995, picked up a second-hand copy of the reissue up at Penny Lane Records. Yes, it was. Spotted in there for about, it was about $50, but still plays so well, it's going to get plenty of listens. That is Eileen here on Millsy Rocks and Radio Southland, 96.4, online, radiosouthland.org.nz. And hey, let's not forget our friends in Nelson as well, listening in on Fresh FM right across the top of the South on a Thursday night. So yes, my wife and I, as I said, spent plenty on records while we're away, so I'm filling up a show. There's going to be a couple of double plays in there. There may even be a couple of one triple play as well. Nonetheless, we picked up a lot of good music, her and myself alike. There is a few that I won't be playing tracks from. I picked up the Light of Day soundtrack with Michael J. Fox and Joan Jett. It's a good one. It's got some good stuff on there as well. What else was there? The Angel Heart soundtrack, which is, you know, sort of little excerpts from the movie and music from the movie and some of the songs that were in the movie. Something I probably won't listen to all the time, but nice to have a copy of in the collection, that is for sure. Yeah. And then, of course, a bit of Yellow for my wife. Whether I play any Yellow tonight, I do not know. Probably staying away from the Jean-Michel Jarre. Oxygen, my wife bought a copy of that. She does have one album of his at home, thought it was Oxygen, and that's the one that she wanted to, from her younger days when she was living in Nelson, as a matter of fact. She thought that was going to be it, but it wasn't. So she's got the right album now, seems quite happy. We had a wee listen, plays pretty well, a couple of pops and crackles and farts and all that sort of stuff, but it got there in the end. But so probably won't be playing that on the show, but we decided to co-buy, I suppose. I'm the one that forked over the money for this, so it's mine. Troy Kingy, yes, from Leatherman and the Mojave Green. Oh, such a good album. You saw it there, had to have it. Get yourself a copy, it's well worth it. This is Hot Medicine, Millsy Rocks.
The horoscope is caked in honey. Cause all the signs I'm reading only want the money.
Oh,
As our production guru Tom said, I'm going to have to buy that album. I gave him a wee listen to it, and he was quite surprised, very in a good way. But of course, yeah, Troy Kingy and the Cactus Handshake is what they called themselves. That song, Hot Medicine, I think was inspired in the doco, Troy Kingy's Desert Hickoy. It's on TVNZ. Plus, go along, have a look at it. It's only four short episodes, but all about the making of the album, because he's doing 10 albums in 10 different genres. So that was album number 8. And I tell you, just an absolutely fantastic album, well worth having in the collection, that is for sure. Well, I said I was going to give you a couple of double plays here on Millsy Rocks, and this is the first of them. I'm always looking at picking up a bit of Pat Benatar albums when I'm away, and this time around was no exception. I got two Pat Benatar's that I didn't already own. Not the one, I was actually, was it Wide Awake in Dreamland that I'm after with, you know, the one. Not Hit Me With Your Best Shot. That one, yeah, anyway, it'll come to me by the time I get to the next voice break. Anyway, I thought I'll pick some up while they're there, and got them for quite a reasonable price as well. So two Pat Benatar's, and the first one that I got was out of 1985. Featured a couple of big songs on there. Invincible was one of the songs. I think it was Big Life was another one. As I was playing, I go, oh yeah, I know this one as well. And then of course there was this one, the kicks of the album opener, and one of the singles from the album as well. The album Seven the Hard Way, out of 1985. This is Pat Benatar, Sex is a Weapon, Millsy Rocks.
Anyway.
And yes, one of my purchases, not one of my wife's purchases, I do love a bit of Pat Benatar, that is for sure. Neil Giraldo, her hubby, on the guitar as well, is absolutely amazing. Co-writes a lot of her stuff. He is just so good. So I said it's a double shot here on Millsy Rocks of Pat Benatar. The other one I picked up was from a year earlier, and I have played tracks off this album before. The album is Tropico from Pat Benatar, so I thought, I don't even know which song. We Belong's on there. I'm not going to play that. I'm going to play this one, Love in the Ice Age. Sounds very 80s, doesn't it? And, you know, it's dope. It's Neil Araldo guitar. You can't go wrong. Pat Benatar singing. So good. Millsy Rocks. The more Pat Benatar stuff that I buy, the more I almost consider Neil Giraldo as one of my favourite guitarists of all time. Man, he's just so good. That is Love in the Ice Age from Tropico out of 1984, which is one of the albums I picked up while on our travels to Nelson and back. Yes, yeah, so there was a couple of stops at Penny Lane Records. We stopped in Christchurch a couple of nights there and back again, of course, because it's a bloody long haul from Nelson to Invercargill, that is for sure. And was a bit wee bit knackered too, I have to say, on the trip back from Nelson to Christchurch. By the time we hit there, it was just like, I just want to grab something to eat and go to bed. I was absolutely pooped, I have to say. I was, we were out the night before. I'll have more on that about that gig. But yeah, we've been out the night before. So, you know, late night, early rise. And then, you know, what time we drove that amount of time, it was like, phew, it's just late enough, you know. And had a feed at, where did we go? Denny's. Never been to a Denny's before. And would I go again? I don't know. It was nothing fancy, but filling. We didn't get food poisoning, which is a good thing. Drinks were particularly cold, and I found out that I had a sensitive tooth, so that maybe dampened my spirits. But then I was in a grumpy mood because I was tired. That was good sleep at the motel that night, that is for sure, I can tell you. Anyway, one of the other albums that I picked up, and originally this had been on the shelf at $40 second hand. Then it had been dropped to $30. Well, I managed to pick it up for $20. $20. It is music from the HBO original series Vinyl Volume 1. So a double album. It's not that old. I know my wife has watched the show. I think it was out around about 2015, 2016, something like that. I never got a chance to watch it, sort of around record execs and that kind of stuff in the 70s. Apparently the show is quite good, and the soundtrack is music from the likes of Otis Redding, Ty Taylor's on there as well, Mott the Hoople, who our Soda Machine, whoever the Soda Machine is, I haven't had a listen to it properly yet, the Edgar Winter Group, Foghat are on there as well, and this song, which is a modern band, so I don't quite know how it all seems to fit in, but I have played this on my show before. I absolutely love this song to pieces. It is so good and features on the soundtrack to the HBO original series Vinyl. This is Kaleo and Kaleo No Good here on Millsy Rocks Radio Southland 96.4. the HBO TV series Vinyl. Picked up the soundtrack while we were away on holiday. Features that one, Kaleo and No Good. So good. How good is that song? It's all about the good. Love it. Love it to pieces. You are on Millsy Rocks on Radio Southland 96.4. Online, radiosouthland.org.nz with our friends in Nelson on Fresh FM on a Thursday night, taking the show on board. Thank you for being a part of it. So, yeah, I'm managing to fill up the whole 2 hours with stuff that we bought while we were out away on holiday from our massive road trip to the other end of the island and the back. It was a load of fun, had a lot of good fun, and more on some of the fun earlier. Actually, there was, hold on, let me check my phone here. I've got this in front of me, so it'll probably have... a picture of the place that we went to. There it is. It is in Trafalgar Place, I think it is. Just down from the Trafalgar, the steps leading up to the cathedral. Burger culture. We went up there for a feed. And, yeah, the burger, I got a photo of that. It was, like, massive and had so much goodness in it. I had to share a bowl of fries with my wife, Ellen, because I don't think I could handle, like, a whole side of fries myself. And I couldn't, to be quite honest, because then I had to have the milkshake afterwards. And it comes in like essentially a 12-ounce glass full of chocolatey goodness. And then it has a donut on top of that. So I had a berry donut. That was all that was left because we went there later in the evening. Then it's got like whipped cream on top of that. And then it's got bits of biscuit in amongst that. So it was just so much chocolate. I had it though, I ate it, I finished it, and it was glorious. So next time we're up there, definitely going back to that place, that is for sure. It was yum. Went to a couple of good eateries up there. Joe's Garage was another one. There was a recently opened Joe's Garage up there. Was quite nice. Food we had at the Playhouse Theatre for the gig we went to on Saturday night, that was pretty damn good as well. So, and other eateries and bits and pieces, little cafes and stuff. Ate a lot of food. Anyway, let's continue on with albums that my wife and I bought. This is one I definitely bought. Found this in the metal section, and I says, oh, I have a copy of that. It is by a band called Acid Rain, and it's their album, The Fear, which I picked up. Oh, I can't remember what price it had on it. It's not about price. It's about the enjoyment. This is Reflection of Truths, Acid Rain, Millsy Rocks. We'll be right back.
My wife Ellen's not the biggest fan of that particular one that I bought while I was away on holiday. Acid Rain, The Fear, but still a bit of fun nonetheless. That is for sure. You are on Millsy Rocks on Radio Southland 96.4. I'm about to get into another double play. While we were in Nelson, as I said, we popped into Family Jewels and we only had like a short period of time, and I managed to pick up over $200 worth of records in this very short little period. But we went back the next day and I happened to be looking through the hardcore section. I thought, oh, I'll go through the punk hardcore-y stuff, and a lot of it was stuff that I wasn't really into, and then I come across MOD's Surfin' MOD for a real reasonable price too, I have to say, and in pretty good nick. So I was like super stoked. I did let out a little squeal of delight when I saw that one. Unfortunately, as I said, we don't have the record player in here. I can't play you copy, and I couldn't find my CD copy of it either, and it's really pretty hard to find online anything from that one, so just one of those things, but nonetheless, I was very happy, very, very happy, happy, happy boy. But while we were there, we did plenty, as I said, plenty of other shopping at Family Jewels, and as I get into a double play, two albums from this band that I managed to pick up, and while there was more copies of different albums there, a lot of them were the reissues, and I'm not as fast on the reissues from this band, and that's not what I want, because you're sort of paying quite big money, but I found two albums from these guys where they were, I think, not quite original presses, but you know, bloody old presses. This album came out in 1973, and I don't know if this is the UK pressing from 1973 or it's like a New Zealand press from around about the same time. The other album could be the same thing. One of them is a UK pressing anyway, so back in its original form, but picked them up at a really good price. Led Zeppelin is the band. Yes, Led Zeppelin. And while I still don't have those, I've got a crackly old copy of two at home, which isn't very good. Same with four. But I picked up Houses of the Holy out of 1973, as I said, for a very reasonable price. Songs like The Song Remains the Same, Over the Hills and Far Away is on there, Dear Maker as well, The Ocean, just fantastic stuff. I've gone with this one to kick off the Led Zepp double play. This is No Quarter here on Millsy Rocks and Radio Southland 96.4.
Thank you. devil mops their every stair. Snow drives by the foot that's slow. The dogs of doom are howling more. Oh, they carry news that must get through.
He rocks Radio South at 96.4, No Quarter from Houses of the Holy out of 1973, one of the albums that I managed to pick up on our travels over the last week or so. So, it's been fun actually having, you know, being back on the Monday we got back into town, so we had days to listen to all these albums as well. So it's been, you know, time well spent. Not much done around the house, but hey, we've emptied out the bags and listened to lots of records. That's what you do. So, as I said, it's a bit of a double play for Led Zepp because I picked up that Houses of the Holy, which was very, very good. I also picked up the 1976 album, which was close to an original pressing as well, called Presence, which got Achilles' Last Stand on there too. So, just before I play a track from that, I like to share a dad joke out of nowhere. So, here is your dad joke out of nowhere as we go into Candy Store Rock from Led Zepp from their album Presence. I ran into a lamppost yesterday. Luckily, I only sustained light injuries. Oh, baby, baby, in the wrapping that sells the goods. Rocks, Radio Southland, 96.4, Candy Store Rock from Led Zeppelin from their album Presence, which I managed to pick up a score, a copy of while we were away on holiday. So, yeah, a lot of albums. Good thing we didn't fly there and back, because we probably would have had to leave some of our stuff up the road, so we could fit all the records into the flight, because I think we would have been a wee bit overweight when it comes to baggage on the way back, because, yeah, just for the sheer fact that we bought so many records. There was a lot of them, and it wasn't just me buying stuff. My wife was buying stuff. There is photographic evidence of us both thumbing through records at Family Jewels in Nelson. So, yeah, that between that and Peter, there was a few, you know, we could have stopped in Dunedin, but run out of time there. We could have stopped in at Timaru, Waikawiri as well. I was thinking of stopping at the second-hand shop. I had picked some stuff up from there before, but no, it was sort of like the straight drive through, just did the main centres, and that was pretty much it. But yeah, speaking of Led Zepp as well, Robert Plant, he will feature again in the show for another album that I picked up, which was not from one of those two main shops. No, it was not. But one that my wife picked up. We were there. We were spending a bit of time with Matt Maria from, well, we were staying at their place, who do the 46 and 2 show on Fresh FM in Nelson. And so Matt was putting on some records, and he put one on. I was like, oh, you listen to this. He quite likes it so much. So we bought a copy, and my wife was having a listen. She goes, oh, I actually really, really like this one. So when she spotted a copy in the store, she had to have it. So we own a copy of this one now as well. Something a little bit different. Features the big song Don't Bring Me Down. What a song that is. But I've gone with a totally different track just for something a little bit different. Out of 1979, Electric Light Orchestra, ELO as we know them, released an album called Discovery. Huge one for them. And features this song. So one of my wife's purchases on our epic road trip. This is Last Train to London from ELO. You're on Millsy Rocks, Radio South at 96.4. Here's a bit of a disco bass line in this one as well. Just saying. Still cool. Boogie Nights. It is Boogie Nights, isn't it? Yes, it is. Last Train to London, ELO, Millsy Rocks.
Skies, I was still, but I was still.
God, there are some catchy tracks on that album, Discovery, from ELO out of 1979. My wife picked up a copy of that while we were away. That is Last Train to London. And it is the Boogie Nights bass line in there, isn't it? I'm absolutely sure of it. Well, part of it is anyway. Those old disco and bass lines managed to get you moving, don't they? Yes, they do. Don't deny it. We are on Radio Southland 96.4, radiosouthland.org.nz, if you're listening in online. Plenty of ways you can download and stream and podcast and that kind of thing. I'll have some details on that for you very, very shortly. And loads more music that we bought while we were away. Oh, I was saying hi to Nelson as well, because that's where we were. Fresh FM, of course, broadcasting right across the top of the South, taking on Millsy Rocks on board on a Thursday night. So, yes, did buy some heavier stuff while I was away. A couple I was surprised that I even found copies of. This was Exodus's second album, released in 1987, with new singer Steve Zetro Souza. Paul Baloff was no longer with the band, but he still managed to co-write a couple of the tunes that were on this one, this song being no exception. It's a re-released copy of the album that I got. It's all remastered and sounding really, really pretty. As I said, initially released in 1987, a song written by Paul Baloff and Gary Holt. From Pleasures of the Flesh, from Exodus. This is Brain Dead on Millsy Rocks. from the re-released version of Pleasures of the Flesh from Exodus, originally came out in 1987. Picked up a copy of that. That is Brain Dead here on Millsy Rocks on Radio Southland 96.4. So I'm just going to keep it heavier for just a wee bit longer because I was really surprised to hear that. Actually, Matt had been in Christchurch just before we went up, and while he was there, had seen that album in at Penny Lane Records and was tempted to pick it up but didn't, so I bought it because that's what you do. But one that I found on my travels that I didn't think I would find, I've asked quite a few stores, can you get this, and they've said, well, pretty much no, and if you do, you're going to pay some stupid prices for it. I did end up paying $80 for the album, but I thought it was pretty good for an original US pressing. I was quite surprised. The album came out in 1989, and it was by a band called Creator, an album called Extreme Aggression, and features my favourite Creator song, Betrayer, on there, which is just an absolute blistering song. It is so good, but the whole album is full of blistering songs, and so I managed to find a copy, as I said, original US release, so I was quite excited about that one as well. So I'm going to play you the title track from Creator's Extreme Aggression here on Millsy Rocks on Radio Southland 96.4. We'll be right back. My wife, Ellen, is not the biggest fan of that. Just saying, Extreme Aggression, title track from the 1989 album from Creator, which I have to say, I was giving up all the hope of finding a copy out in the wild, and lo and behold, they say good things come to those who wait. I found myself a copy and it was absolutely fantastic. So, yes, made me a very, very happy man. It did. As I said, a little squeal of joy. It was. So, yeah, that is going to sit well, sit proudly in Millsy's record collection, that is for sure. Well, as I was saying, of course, you know, Millsy Rocks was on the road, so to speak, having a bit of a holiday up there in Nelson. And on the Saturday night, Matt Maria took us out to at the Playhouse Theatre, which is on the way to Mapua, if you know the area at all. If you live in Nelson, you probably will. But if you're not really sure of it, you sort of head out Ruby Bay Way and, you turn off and you've got this Playhouse Theatre, which is like in the middle of nowhere, but there are houses around, so you have to keep the sound down a little bit. Not for the night we were there anyway. So you get in there and you're not sure what you're going to expect, but it's got a stage set up. You've got table set up as well, so usually they used to do theatre restaurant stuff, so sort of, you know, it's a place that's had varying hats, I suppose you could say, but at the moment just as a bit of a live venue or putting on meals, that kind of thing, and I have to say, we went there because there was a band of Nelson Musos put together. So guys in wigs, not all of them had wigs, some of them had their own hair, but you know, the old fake tattoos and that kind of thing, doing themselves like they were a 1984 band called Miami Mice. And so they just did it. 80s rock classics throughout the night. Maybe they should have done a wee bit more research, because Metallica's Enter Sandman is not 80s, but was fantastic to hear, I have to say. And they did Poison's Unskinny Bop, and I'm pretty sure that was 90s as well. But, you know, once again, I was happy enough to hear it. But they did some Billy Idol, they did Pat Benatar, they did Journey, all that kind of stuff as well. And they also did this next a particular number, which is good, because I ended up buying the album, so I'm able to play it for you tonight. So Miami Mice were so good, such great entertainers, and sounded absolutely fantastic. And they kicked off the song, it just went off, and it was great to see the crowd there too. And there was an old couple, I say old, they were in their 70s, who were obviously probably, you know, they were in their 30s at the time, so they're probably still getting into that, probably enjoyed the 70s stuff, was sort of still rocking out in the 80s, so they knew a lot of the stuff, and they were up there dancing. They were putting me and my wife to shame, to be quite honest. But when they pulled this number out, I was quite happy. So the first of the Scorpions stuff that you're going to hear tonight, yes, the Scorpions. I managed to find myself a copy of Love at First Sting second hand, so sounds glorious, and features this one that Miami Mice did do at the Playhouse Theatre. This is Rocky Like a Hurricane, Millsy Rocks.
Rock you like cages that storm brings loose. Just help to make it. We still wanna choose.
Rocks Radio South of 96.4. Love It First Thing was the album from the Scorpions. That is Rock You Like a Hurricane, one of the albums I picked up while I was away, and one of the songs that was performed by Miami Mice at the Playhouse Theatre last Saturday night. My wife and I went along to with Maria and Matt. Great food out there. The venue's great. There's done up inside. It looks like a cave, and it's pretty much soundproofing. So they could have done just a nice layer of soundproofing over it, but they sort of blobbed it out and made it look like rocks. And, yeah, it looks like you're in a cave. Very cool. It was very cool. Great venue. And as I said, the music was absolutely top-notch. Food was fantastic too. And the beers went down pretty nicely. Rightio. Don't forget, this show is available as a podcast on the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. Stream it. You can download it from our site. Just look out for the programs tab. You're good to go. Links to stream the podcast as well can be found on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Radio Southland. The Apple Podcast platform. You subscribe on there. You never miss an episode. And also you can find us on Google. Here we go with that word again. Google Podcasts as well. Sorry. There's the accessmedia.nz app. You look out for the Kiwi Fruit logo. Download it for free from Google Play or the Apple App Store, and then just make sure you select Radio Southland as your station, and then you can stream and download. So yeah, a bit of a Scorpions double play going on here. The other album I picked up of theirs was Animal Magnetism from 1980, and another one of those, as I've been told, essential Scorpions albums to have, and it is, because it's got some great songs on there. This sounded absolutely mighty live in concert when they did it, when they were opening for Def Leppard a few years back, who apparently are coming back. I saw something about looking up what's coming up in Christchurch, and I'm sure it said Def Leppard and Journey together, like next month, and I was like, what? I didn't even know that was happening, but apparently it is. So look that up. There may still be tickets left, but if you want to see a bit of Def Leppard live, it would be fantastic. Journey with them as well. I mean, how good would that show be? Wicked. Of course, it wasn't when I was on holiday, and I don't think I'll be getting the time off for it. Anyway, another one from the Scorpions for you right now here on Millsy Rocks and Radio Southland 96.4 from the mighty album Animal Magnetism out of 1980. This is The Zoo.
We'll be right back.
Millsy Rocks Radio South and 96.4. Do we want a triple play from Scorpions? Okay, we'll make it a triple play. I'll play this one as well because I also bought Worldwide Live while I was away. So this features on... trying to think of the album. Love Drive. Yes. That I bought recently too. So this is a fantastic song. So another Scorpions purchase for Millsy while he's away on a holiday here on Millsy Rocks on Radio South and 96.4. Slowing it down a little bit. The Amazing Holiday live, Millsy Rocks. Amazing. That is Scorpions Holiday from Worldwide Live, an album I used to own back in the 80s. I had it and I absolutely loved it. I don't know whatever happened to it, whether someone took it, sold it on me, or I needed money for beer or cigarettes, that kind of thing. Either way, this is not in my collection, but it's back in my collection now. So very, very happy about that, that is for sure. And yeah, so my wife and I picked up quite a few albums while we were away. Still so many that I can be playing, but I've only got 20 odd minutes of the show left, so we'll see what we can fit in. One that I did see, and so I'll have that. It's another reissue of a 1990 album. I own the album Frolic in the Park from Death Angel. Really, really enjoy it. Never owned a copy of this one, so now I have it. Death Angel's Act 3 out of 1990. So very, very happy. As I said, it is a reissue, so sounds absolutely amazing. Here is a track from it. This is A Room with a View here on Millsy Rocks and Radio South on 96.4. 1990, Act 3, the album from Death Angel features that one. It's probably the most popular song on the album, A Room With A View. A bit quieter for them. They do heavier stuff. Yes, you did hear some heavy in there, but mostly an acoustic track. Had other songs like this one, as a matter of fact, a wee bit heavier. Oh, yeah, and it starts off quieter. Do you want to hear a wee bit more heavy? Okay, let's... Very cool band, and the singer from Death Angel is actually Kerry King's new singer. Kerry King from Slayer, of course, put out a new album, and yeah, so it's the, what's his name? Is it Mike Osaguida, something like that, from Death Angel? That is the current singer for Kerry King. Anyway, keeping it kind of acoustic as well, was another album that I took a punt on that comes on translucent orange vinyl, is by Everclear frontman Art Alexakis, and he released an album a few years back called Sun Song. So more acoustic-y tracks, stuff you'd probably find, some of the older you would find on an Everclear album. It's definitely still got the Everclear vibe, but it's him out as a solo artist. Got some very, very cool stuff. I took a punt. It was only what, $30, and I said, what the hell? And wife and I listened to it the other day, and hell, we enjoyed it. It's such a good album. So I'm going to play a track from it for you right now. Why not? So from that Art Alexakis album, Sun Songs, here on Millsy Rocks on Radio South on 96.4. This is House with a Pool.
We were taught to believe.
from the album Sun Songs from Art Alexakis, the Everclear frontman. That is House with a Pool. Definitely still got the Everclear vibe to it, but him out solo from 2019, took a punt on it, and my wife Ellen and I really, really enjoyed it. So yeah, we bought loads of albums. There was still a few regrets albums that I saw that I didn't take away. One that I found in one of the middle sections was another MOD album. I said I got Surfing MOD. I was so excited about it. I freaking love that album. And got it at a really good price. Was so happy. And then we were back in Christchurch. We're looking through the middle section, and I found another MOD album that I don't even know existed. I was like, wow, it's another MOD album. Wow, I want it. So I picked it up, and it had like $80 on it, and I pulled it out, and whoever had owned that album previously had not taken care of it. It was covered in scratches and finger marks and bleh. So I said, $80, no. If it had been down in price, if I had what I got the other one for, I probably would have paid the money, taking the album, and trying to give it a bit of a clean up. But no, not for the price that they had on it, unfortunately. And same store, I found another album I had on cassette from back in the day, and now I've got to listen to it online if I ever want to hear it, because I've never seen a copy of it. Was Pestilence, Testimony of the Ancients. And I was like, and then I looked over at the little white sticker, and it said $140. And I was like, no, I can't do it. So, had to put that one back as well. So it was a bit of a shame. It was an album well worth having. But I did leave the Megadeth Warheads on Foreheads box set. Had that at a really good price as well. But after the amount of money that we had spent at the store already, I thought that might have been a little bit of overkill. I didn't buy any overkill. I'm just saying the word overkill. And my wife probably, I don't know, might have disowned me. It might have been an annulment somewhere along the line, so I thought, I left it. So whoever gets that is getting a freaking good bargain, is all I can say. One that I did pick up, and as soon as I saw it, I says, got to have it. I love a bit of Doro, especially from her time with Warlock, and her solo stuff's pretty good too. And I found like her first solo album that she released after she had finished up with Warlock, and it's still got that Warlock sound to it as well. There's an amazing cover of A Whiter Shade of Pale on there, but I'm not getting into the compulsory cover just yet. Her album 1989, it was released, it was called Force Majeure, and featured that one, A What a Shade of Pale, song called Hellraiser on there. Every song's a winner, to be quite honest. I've gone with this one. This is probably one of the other big songs from it. Does she still do this one live? I'm not too sure, but it's a goodie and could have been a Warlock song easy. This is Angels with Dirty Faces from Doro, from the album Force Majeure out of 1989 here on Millsy Rocks.
Sure.
Millsy Rocks Radio South and 96.4 Angels with Dirty Faces. That is Doro from the album Force Majeure out of 1989. There had been a legal battle going on with Doro and the rights to keep the Warlock name going, but it was with her manager, and then she ended up losing the rights to the name of the band. Essentially, that was the follow-up to Triumph and Agony, was Force Majeure from Warlock. A lot of the same band members were still with her, so that's why it still got that Warlock sound. But then essentially it was also the last album with any of the original Warlock members. So yeah, and then from then on her career has been as Doro. So there you go, short for Dorothy. Just thought you'd like to know that. Anyway, that's it for the show here on Millsy Rocks. I hope you have had fun. As I said, there was an amazing cover on there, and you know I like to wrap up with the compulsory cover, so I'm going to go over with a very, very, very well-known one. There's been a couple of famous versions of this song over the year, but my wife, when she was out there, she bought a couple of Eric Clapton albums. She bought Money and Cigarettes, which is one that she owned on cassette, and we were having a listen to that the other day, and I thought it was a very phone it in kind of album from old Slow Hand. So I thought, oh, I'll play any of the tracks from that. But back, he was doing his thing. 461 Ocean Boulevard was one that was released all the way back in 1974. Featured a couple of covers on there, but I'm going to go with this one, the one you all know. Wrapping up the show tonight, one that my wife bought, 461 Ocean Boulevard from Eric Clapton. Hope you have enjoyed music from the albums that we bought while we were away on holiday. We'll be back to normal next week on Millsy Rocks. Have yourself a good one, whatever you're doing. I'll catch you back next Friday. This is Eric Clapton doing his version of I Shot the Sheriff.
I shot the sheriff.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.